Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The skincare obsession with kids today is out of control.
God, it's so bad, Moose.
Julie from Webster's got a 12-year-old, and she's has an unhealthy relationship with Sephora. Anyone else have daughters who are in the same boat who are also as young as Julie's daughter? Maybe you can offer some advice. Take a listen to the message we got. Hi, guys. The skincare bug is hitting my daughter hard and starting problems. We took our 12-year-old to Sephora once, and because everyone was going there, but we immediately put the brakes on it. However, her relatives and friends keep giving her gift cards to Sephora. When she isn't using gift cards, I'm typically fighting her weekly to keep her from spending all of her allowance on skincare, to the point that I'm usually the bad guy here. Her drawers are full. My own stuff isn't even this nice. I can't take her to CVS or even Trader Joe's anymore. The peer pressure is so ridiculously strong on this one. I tried teachable moments and spoke to her about vanity labels from celebrities who have no business dispensing advice on what amounts to chemistry, along with unethical nature of some of these products, such as animal testing. Obviously, her being 12, none of this matters. And I know I'm not alone. It's cultural, social epidemic. And yes, I know it could be worse with vaping or expensive clothing. Does anyone have any tips that are working to keep their kids away from this stuff?
We talked about this over the summer, I believe, and I made the notion of these kids that are wanting to be older and act older and do anti-aging skincare routines.
I know, and they're 12.
It's insane. And these products, they are not cheap whatsoever. Drunk Elephant is like all the craze. They have the little headbands that go back and then they do all their things and they record themselves, right? And that's kind of what they're trying to like emulate when they see their favorite influencer. A thing of Drunk Elephant, which is just a skincare cream, it's probably 4 to 6 ounces, is $70.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's $70.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. When I was in the skincare industry for like
you're the best person to talk
about. 8-9 years. I went to the lab where we were producing this stuff. We used to sell a 6.7-ounce jar of anti-aging cream. It was $480, and it would fly off the shelves. It cost us $7 to make it, okay? And people were paying nearly $500 for a jar. That's just how skincare works. Always been that way. It's a 400% profit.
You know what the most insane thing is like all of this, you're just falling victim and falling sucker to amazing marketing. It's amazing marketing.
That's what it is.
And, you know, it just goes to show that you can really push any product out there, because these kids who probably even haven't hit puberty yet, haven't even hit a pimple in their entire life, are putting on the most expensive, most outrageous skincare creams and regimens, and they don't even really know what it's doing.
No, I know, but like you said, it's trendy. Let's if you guys do want to weigh in, the number's 585-252-9800.
How do you combat this?
Alexis here, she says, say no. If she already has everything and her drawers are full, then what else could she possibly be buying? Educate her on sticking to a specific routine or spending money on dermatologist-recommended products, not all the fad stuff.
Yeah.
Sarah says, I have a 13-year-old who started asking for Drunk Elephant and very other expensive skincare lines. I told her she's 13. She's getting Aveeno. It's a quality product that's appropriate for teenagers' skin. Give her that Aveeno.
The Aveeno.
No, yeah. I want Drunk Elephant. Why?
Because Alex Earl uses it. Yeah. They're like, who's Alex Earl?
Listen, I was at the mall last Friday. So I'm in Eastview. I walk past Sephora and I go in there because I wanted to spray myself with the free cologne.
Classic.
And while I'm in there, you got to see the amount of young girls in there shopping. And I'm like, they are raking in the money right now.
How do you, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm trying to think about when we were in school and what the peer pressures and trends were then. I mean, I don't know if they were as expensive as a $70 2-ounce jar of Drunk Elephant or $100 Lululemon legging. Like,
yeah.
These Nikes and like whatever your niece said that she wanted for Christmas, all brand name stuff. And it's like, listen, I'm 30 and I can barely afford Lululemon leggings. Like, what are we doing here?
I wasn't very high maintenance in high school, but I had one item that was quite expensive that belonged to my mom's. I needed hairspray, but she didn't use the cheap stuff. She always had a bottle of this Kenra hairspray that was like $55-$60 a can.
Classic.
And I was just coating my head with this hairspray from Kenra. It was just like, it was like Stronghold. Kenra. It was a Stronghold. Damien says, if it's her money or gift cards, what's the problem? She's at a great age for making stupid financial decisions. You have to let her make some mistakes to learn from them. I kind of agree with that. If she is getting gift cards and it is her money, what's the bigger issue here?
Yeah.
I think it's just her unhealthy obsession.
I think it just feeds to the addiction. I think it feeds to the addiction and obsession.
Yeah. If you're just joining us for parental, Julie from Webster says her 12-year-old daughter has a very unhealthy relationship with Sephora. And some of the stuff she has is way nicer than the stuff she even owns.
Right.
Kathy says, sorry, Mom, but it is your responsibility to be the parent. She's 12. Take away the gift cards if you have to. If she already has drawers full of this stuff, what else could she be buying?
I think this is a really good teachable moment because you can teach your kid to not give in to peer pressures and just do things that everybody else is doing just because it's cool or just because it's trendy. Like, this is a moment for you to not only save money, but also teach your kid a valuable life lesson of, like, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. You don't have to, like, just do it because you see it online or you see Jessica from Homeroom doing it. You can do your own thing. And I know it's hard at that age. It seems like it's the end of the world for you to use Aveeno.
I know.
Or CeraVe, but it is what it is.
Personally, the base in all of those is water anyway, so I'm not really a big fan. This mom says maybe you could try to redirect her toward Ulta.
Which
carries a lot more drugstore brands as well as some of the popular Sephora ones. I think the point here we're missing is that it's not about it being too expensive. It's just about her using it in general. She's 12. She don't need it.
You know what kills me is, like, these kids, a lot of the time, they want to have these things to show off to their peers, to be like, hey, I'm cool. You're not showing off skincare cream.
Some are doing just that. You have Drunk Elephant? Yeah. I have CeraVe. It's for psoriasis. All right, let me wrap this up. Let's get to Zoe. I can take my kids to the zoo and let them make the stupid decisions to climb into the lion's den, but I'm the adult, and I'm supposed to not allow that. Some of these products can and will permanently disfigure a child's skin. Children do not need skincare beyond soap and lotion, and I will die on this hill. Okay, Zoe is fired up. Well, she's not wrong. There are some things that kids do not need. If you're putting collagen on your skin at 12, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You have the most collagen out of anybody.
I know.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for the message. Julie, to answer your full long message here that you wrote us, and we do appreciate it, a lot of people are saying you just got to be the mom. If she's spending her own money on it, that's fine. She's got gift cards. She has an allowance. Fine. But if it's the unhealthy obsession that's the biggest problem here, then you know what to do.
Yeah.
Chain her to the sump pump so she can't get out of the house.
Oh, my God. Don't take that advice, please. CPS is just like, wait.
All right, guys. We'll do another parental coming up next week on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.